I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1300, Praying for Politicians. Truth time, are you ready? Who do you pray for regularly? The other night, I noticed that when my alarm went off at 5 a.m., Jane was already awake. She said her mind was rolling on all kinds of topics, and so she decided to take the time to pray for people. Now, me being me, I said, "Do you pray for me?" She kind of did the eye roll thing and said, "Of course I pray for you," and that made me feel happy. Who do you pray for regularly? Your spouse, your family, your friends? What about politicians? This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, where Jesus told us we are to love the Lord our God with everything we've got and others, not just selected others, not just others who are like us, but everyone as we've been loved. Good old Paul was writing to young Timothy, and he said this in 1 Timothy 2. "First of all, then, I urge you that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings, and all who are in high places, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." Let's face it, we could all use a little better prayer life. And maybe step one is to expand the all that we're praying for. It's easy to pray for those that we love and those who love us back. But Paul tells us to expand our prayer list to include people we don't even know and people that we maybe don't even agree with, who have positions of power, however, that affect our lives and the lives of people we love. Look, it's easier to mock, judge, criticize, and carp about those people than it is to pray for them. I get it. But let's do a little soul searching on T2G today. Think about the leaders in the other party. Think about those politicians that you do not like. What does God think about your feelings toward them? Can you pray for them? I'm not talking about agreeing with them or liking them. I'm talking about praying for them. And I'm not talking about praying for their demise. I'm talking about praying for their good. Here's the great question. What politician do you have the hardest time praying for? And how could you pray for him or her today? And will you? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you've instructed us in your word to pray for those in authority. And I recognize the importance of this command, even for those politicians with whom I may not agree or even like. God, I ask you to grant them wisdom. Give them discernment and understanding as they make decisions that impact so many other people's lives. Help them to seek justice and equity, well-being of their citizens, regardless of their political beliefs. Lord, I confess at times it's difficult for me to pray for politicians who hold opposing views or engage in actions that I think are disgusting. Help me to overcome my bias and prejudice and see them as individual people created in your image and in need of your grace and mercy just like I am. Lord, I pray for their hearts to be softened to your truth and for them to be led by your Spirit in their decisions and actions. May they be guided by principles of honesty, integrity, and genuine desire to serve the common good. God, I would ask that you would grant me the strength to engage in respectful dialogue and civil discourse with people who hold different political views than myself. Lord, I place our political leaders in your hands. I pray for all those in the name of your Son, Jesus, who taught us to love one another and pray for our enemies. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1301. And in the meantime, did you notice that in the Timothy text, Paul wrote that God desires all people to be saved? Yep, that includes that no good so-and-so person that you can't stand who keeps getting elected again and again. I don't have to like them. I don't have to agree with them. But I am supposed to love them. You say, what does that mean? Well, may the Lord show us what that looks like as we are praying for politicians.